5 on 5, 5 on, Ray at RTE.ie. Everyone is talking about and everyone's concerned for the welfare of Cinnamon, the capybara. If you don't know what a capybara is, it's the largest rodent on earth. Cinnamon escaped from her closure in Hoo Zoo in Shropshire last Friday or thereabouts. And Will Durrell is on the line to tell us how attempts to find Cinnamon are going. Hello, Will.
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, firstly, pronunciations. Capybara?
Yeah, that's very good. Pretty much exactly right.
Okay, and your surname?
My surname is Durrell, D-O-R-R-E-L-L.
Durrell, yes. Yeah, not to be confused with Jurel, Durrell, that famous family.
Not the famous zoo family, the less so famous one.
Yes, but now world famous because of Cinnamon's antiques. So tell us...
I think so.
Yeah. So the capybara, just to tell us a little bit more. It's the largest rodent in the world. What else do we need to know about capybaras?
Yeah, so capybaras, exactly as you said, they're the largest rodents in the world. To anyone who hasn't seen one, just imagine a massive guinea pig about the size of a dog, and that's you pretty much hit the nail on the head. They are fantastic swimmers, which a lot of people don't realise. In the wild, they'd live near riverbanks or near lakes, and then when they're threatened, they just run into the lake and hide, or the river and hide. And they can swim underwater for up to 5 minutes at a time, which can make finding one quite a challenge. They're obviously herbivores. They eat lots of vegetation. So where she is at the moment, in some woodland with lots of ponds in it, is kind of ideal for her, but not so ideal for us.
Okay. And where are capybaras native to?
They're native to South America. So yeah, they're found throughout South America, but primarily in Brazil.
Okay. And how long have you got Cinnamon in your Hoo Zoo?
Yeah, so Cinnamon was born here pretty much exactly a year ago. It was actually her birthday last weekend.
Ah. Huh. Maybe she was out celebrating with her mates and forgot to come home. Maybe that's what happened.
No, well, quite possibly. Yeah, she could just be suffering from the world's worst hangover, possibly.
Yeah. Now, she has a brother in the zoo as well, Churro. A couple of things that I found out as well, that their teeth never stop growing is one thing.
No, that's right. Yeah.
And they eat their own poo.
Yes, they do. Well, again, just like guinea pigs eat their own poo as well.
Right.
Only the first time round, though. They eat their own poo, which sounds gross, but it's actually very nutritious for them. But I wouldn't advise trying it.
Okay. Now, if you were to encounter a capybara in and around Shropshire, it would be a bit of a shock because they're quite big and unusual looking.
They are, yes. So they're about the size of a Labrador. She's a little bit smaller because she's only about a year old. So she's about the size of like a small dog, something like a sort of large spaniel or something like that.
Right,
But they're quite a shock. Not what you'd be expecting to see roaming through Shropshire anyway.
The demeanour, the personalities of capybaras, unusual. They're very chilled.
They are, yeah. Generally speaking, they're a very chilled out animal or very timid. So they tend to keep themselves away from people. If they've been hand reared, then they'll be very, very, very friendly. You obviously see lots of videos on TikTok and places like that of people stroking capybaras.
Mm.
Cinnamon is a bit more the former. She's quite timid. So she will generally speaking keep herself away from people, which is why we tell people not to approach it if they do come across her, because all you'll do is just scare her away, which we don't want. Happen.
Okay, so how are your search and rescue attempts going?
They're a little bit frustrating, but they're going well at the same time. We've located Cinnamon two nights in a row now using a drone, which has got thermal technology on it.
Uh-huh.
And on both occasions, she's been within about 5 meters of where she was the previous night. So she's obviously got an area that she likes hanging around. The problem is as soon as we go to try and approach her or approach that area, she hears us well before we hear her.
Mm-hmm.
And she disappears into very, very thick undergrowth that is pretty much impenetrable. For us at least, but not obviously for a capybara. So, the good thing is she's in woodland that is owned by the zoo and is right next to the zoo. So the good thing is that she's still technically right next to us.
Mm.
But again, just the bad thing is that we physically can't get hands on her, which is obviously a little bit of a challenge.
And another challenge is that as well as being close to the zoo, I believe you're also close to a military base.
We are, yeah. We're right next to Donington MOD. So at the moment, they're being quite cooperative and allowing us onto sort of a field just next to them so that we can get to her if needs be. But, completely understandably from their point of view, there's certain areas if she roams into those areas, they wouldn't be able to allow us access for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
So... So that the important thing at the moment is making sure that she stays the right side, stays on our piece of land still, and doesn't wander off too far.
Right. So the plan is what? I know you've live traps up around the place.
Yep.
And you're stopping the search until Friday night. What's the thinking behind that?
Yeah, so she's had two nights now of being disrupted, because on Tuesday and then Wednesday night, we were out looking for her. Mm. And obviously, just naturally, because you're going through forests and you're having to break branches and stuff to get places, it would have been quite noisy for her. And she's obviously feeling very happy where she is at the moment, because we found lots of capybara poo, lots of tracks all around a particular area. She's got loads of food there, loads of water. So she's got no reason to leave that area unless we scare her away. So what we're going to do is pause the search operation now, or the capture operation, until Friday night. Give her a bit of time to settle back down in that area, and then on Friday night we can approach it with a slightly different tactic and try and recapture her then. So that's the idea behind it. We want to give her a little bit of time to settle back down and not potentially scare her further away.
So what's the tactic?
Well, the tactic is, we've got, as you've already alluded to, we've got lots of live traps down. Mm. So in an ideal world, she'll walk into one of the live traps when we're not even there. So anyone who doesn't know what they are, they're basically big cages with a door that closes at the back. So she walks in to get some food, the door closes down, and that's how that happens. So the hope is that she'll just walk into one of those live traps, and we, in essence, don't have to do anything. We'll just go down and find her. So we're checking them sort of every 6 hours or so. Alternatively, what the other sort of idea that we potentially got is pushing her into an area of the forest that we've identified as an easier area to catch her in. Mm. And then setting up sort of a bit of a perimeter around that area, which then gives us a bit of time to be able to work there. But being realistic, it all depends on her. At the moment, where she is in that thicket and that really thick undergrowth is proving a real challenge. And we've obviously got a responsibility to the native wildlife as well, so we don't want to go in there and just clear all that thicket out, because that's being used by foxes, badgers and all other sorts of wildlife. Yeah.
And are capybaras predators or prey? Or both?
No, they're not. They are generally speaking, they're prey. They'd be prey items in the wild. They are threatened in the wild by things like jaguars and crocodiles, but we don't really have to worry about that in Telford, fortunately. they've got no, in the UK, there's absolutely no natural predators. The only issue would potentially be people, but at least where she is, again, because it's private property owned by the zoo, so she's still on zoo grounds, we can monitor that as well, which is, again, another reason why we don't want her to leave that area.
And why Who Zoo, Will?
Why the name Who Zoo? The actual area is called Who, which is an Anglo-Saxon word for either settlement or fort. Everyone I ask tells me a different answer. But yeah, it's either settlement or fort. So it's always been called Who. So you've got Who Zoo. We used to be Who Farm, and then Who Hall, which is next door. So yeah, it's all the name of the area.
Brilliant. H-O-O. And just while we're on translations, I believe the Latin name for a capybara translates into English as water pig.
Yes, I believe it does as well. Yeah, it's been a long time since I studied Latin, but I believe you're correct. Yeah.
Well, listen, good luck, and I hope that Cinnamon is found safe and sound and returned to Who Zoo in Shropshire. Will Doral, thank you. Enjoy the rest
thank
of your
you
day.
Very much.
Bye now. Bye.
Thanks,
the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.